get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Friday pants dance song. Yeah, I got my pants on the ground and I dance all around. Yeah. Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Man, this coffee, I don't know what we put in it, but it tastes good today.
It is super good. And I feel like we all have like some type of energy.
I honestly have none. I'm faking it.
Well, I'm faking it too, but I feel like when you fake it, that's when you're like,
you need 100% buy-in. It has to be 100%. Someone's like, oh, guys, I'm kind of tired this morning. You right. Just sap all the fake out of everything. We do have a fun show, though. We got a lot to get to in the garbage. We've got the Friday fun fact. You're going to be so smart after we drop that on you in about a half an hour. We got to talk about Liv. Is she cheating on Jewel Daddy? Something happened. It was awkward.
It was uncomfortable, yeah.
Okay, it was uncomfortable.
Just weird. It was just weird.
Porkchop's excited. We got a new toy put in the studio yesterday.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And the person that's supposed to be professional on the show wants us to be unprofessional, so that's coming up this morning. Now, listen, usually at 7:30, 6:30 Central, we have Freak Show Friday. We are doing it. We have to push it back a bit because we actually have, a lot of people are asking for an update on Ask Alex yesterday about Taryn and what went on with what she saw on her boyfriend's phone. So
I am so excited about this.
Really?
Because I have like my theory, ooh, which I said on air yesterday, and I want to see if it checks out because I am convinced I'm right.
All right, well, we'll see if Liv the Web Girl is right. That's coming up around, like I said, 7:30, 6:30 Central. Then we'll get into Freak Show Friday. Then after that, we will qualify you for a marshmallow flyaway to Vegas. We're playing blackjack again.
What?
Oh, no.
No!
You don't know. You're the one that filled this out. It says we're going to give blackjack another try. Why are we giving it another try today? We played kind of the Las Vegas casino.
Am I doing the math now?
Yeah, I'll deal live math.
Okay.
Because Pork Chop was terribly... How many DMs did we get on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram?
I don't know, like 50 on Twitter.
I've never seen
Instagram,
so many.
It was like 20.
It was flooding. Yeah. Flooding social media because Pork Chop cannot do basic
math.
Addition.
Yeah.
Arithmetic. Oh, well.
Yeah.
You cost a person
okay.
a prize. No, it's not.
Speaking of, I was playing HQ last night, and then question 12 was, what does this scene say? And then they never showed the scene. They just asked the question.
No, it was probably, what's 2 plus 2? And he was like, oh,
five,
it's 8.
5.
Tripping. I would have won, too. I was in question 12.
Oh, it's a trick. It's 0. 0's the number. Absolute 0.
It's bogus, man.
So, yeah, that's all coming up this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. Liv the Web Girl.
Yes.
How you doing today?
To be completely honest.
Please be honest.
Mother Nature, it's that time. I'm about to get a little visit from Auntie Flo. And I am a hormonal disaster. And yesterday I was like crying for no reason. And I was like picking a fight with my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, for literally no reason. Mm. And he was literally just like, I'm sorry, but like, you're not making any sense right now. I don't understand what this is about. So, but today I'm feeling a little bit better, but all my girls out there can understand. Sometimes it just happens and you just get a little crazy.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Oh my gosh.
This is gonna be the new one. Forget Jaws. Uh-oh, here comes Liv and Alex. Mommy Shark doo 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 doo. Liv Sharky doo doo.
I don't know why I find that so bizarre.
I don't know. I feel like it's better than playing the Jaws theme all the time.
Yeah, okay. So, but yeah, I was crazy.
Now I'm embarrassed to admit this as a guy. Speaking of that, if today is like Friday the 5th.
Yeah.
How long does this last usually?
I mean, it's different for every girl. So it's really just different for every girl. It can last like up to like 2 days to like 9 days, depending on the girl.
Whoa, that's freaky.
Yeah, it just depends.
So I'm just going to put it as a week, like a week long reoccurring event in my calendar. Just so I actually
just
know
so
more.
You know.
Because I don't
honestly,
know.
Honestly, I'm not, like.
I don't know if you and Alex are just mad at me at certain times or it's like, oh, that's why.
Well, we get so personal on this show, like even just with each other off air, that like, I mean, this isn't the most professional setting just because we have such a unique job and we share so much intimate details about our lives that like, I could maybe like snap at you guys or be like a little bit more testy.
Well, that's okay. I'm marking it down right now. I know that it's Friday the 5th. Okay,
not gonna lie, it affects me.
Can you update that in the spreadsheet so we know when it's happening?
Okay, we're spreadsheet about it.
Well, no, we will. You don't have to worry about it. Poor chap, how are you doing, man?
I think me and Liv can be hormonal together.
Aw, Chops, are you pregnant?
No.
Congratulations.
I am so broken. It's ridiculous.
You're broken. Oh, my gosh. Why? What is wrong?
I've been telling you. I've got my doctor appointment on Tuesday. It's just, ugh. I'm not good.
Aw, poor Chops, you nervous about it?
Nah, I mean, I know. I mean, one of these days I'll have to explain, like, the whole deal.
Right.
But, I mean, I've had this issue for the last 10 years and they keep telling me it's fixed and now I know it's not fixed. So I know what's going to happen.
Right. It's like kind of the same cycle that happens every single time. Well, pork chop, I'm praying for you. I'm sorry.
Thanks.
I don't know if it's going to help at all, but like I, you know, in times like these, I try to bring people together. So maybe this will help you feel better. Will this make it better?
Baby Shark helps everyone.
If it was the burrito song, it'd have helped.
Well, listen, I don't have that ready.
Sing along, Pork Chop.
Shark, do 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 do.
Come on, Chops. Let the show be a distraction.
Baby Shark, do 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 do.
Okay, well, we are going to have to.
Joe, I hope you're better. I mean, do you want to sink us out of this dark hole?
Can I tell you guys something? I don't want to say my marriage is safe, but we went to marriage counseling last night, and I honestly feel like couples counseling is what I've needed the whole time. Because
that's so exciting.
We're communicating so much better. We're not perfect, but it's like, oh my God, that's what we've been fighting about for 7 years.
Wow, that's incredible.
That makes sense.
Honestly, like, good for you guys.
I don't know if you've ever pondered. I don't know why, because like I think I'm one of the only people that actually talks about it on the radio. Like, hey, I go to couples therapy, and I'm not saying everybody has to talk about that to your coworkers. It doesn't have to be blah blah blah. Here's my life. But I feel like the more I talk about it, I keep on getting DMs from people like, wow, do you think I should try marriage counseling? Like, yes. Do you like your relationship?
I think
then
you
yes, you should try it.
I think you messed it up, though, with your Instagram post last night.
Oh, that was a little awkward.
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious. I was, like, literally dying.
No, actually, we were fine, but I was just messing with Lindsay. She said, do you think people think I'm kind of a bitch? I'm like, well.
No, it's you, dude.
It's you.
You're the one that turned it into a game. Joe's like, yeah, I won at couples therapy last night.
I won therapy. I mean, listen, if you're keeping count at therapy, like, if you guys were there, I got more. Like, my therapist agreed with me more than her.
I don't believe a word you say.
All right, fine. Listen, everything in life's a competition, even couples therapy. So
of course.
That's what's going on this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. We're going to keep the winning going. Don't forget, marshmallow qualifying coming up around 7:50, 6:50 Central.
Coming up next in the garbage, Seth Rogen talks about a trip he had while he was on shrooms. This actor doesn't like when people scream TV lines at him, and Shake Shack is doing something big for your favorite TV show.
Oh, I love trash. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Seth Rogen was on Jimmy Kimmel last night and told a funny story from his days during his movie Knocked Up and how he prepared for an infamous scene from the movie.
So in the movie, like, the scene is that we're supposed to do hallucinogenic mushrooms and go to a Cirque du Soleil show. And so the director, Judd, sent me and my partner, Evan Goldberg, to Las Vegas to scout all the Cirque du Soleil shows over the course of a weekend to pick which one would be the best for the movie. We thought the only appropriate way to really know which one would be the best would be to do shrooms for 2 days straight and see every single Cirque du Soleil show that was on the strip at the time, which we did.
That's
wow.
Absolutely hilarious. So Jimmy Kimmel has been in Las Vegas all week long doing live shows. So when he had Seth Rogen on, he shared some crazy stories of his when he has been in Las Vegas visiting.
I once did steal a gondola at the Venetian Hotel in the middle of the night. It was shockingly easy. I tried to release Siegfried and Roy's tigers, which did not.
And you were unsuccessful, I guess?
Yeah, I was very unsuccessful. Yeah, Eddie Griffin in this hotel once yelled an anti-Semitic tirade at me in an elevator. It was a long, this is a tall building. That's what I'll say. You're able to get a lot of thoughts out throughout the course of that elevator.
So basically, I want to party with Seth Rogen.
I think that would kill you, but okay.
Probably. So Kit Harington, who famously plays Jon Snow on Game of Thrones, is preparing for his big day on Saturday Night Live. He's hosting this Saturday, and he talked about what it was like preparing for it on Jimmy Fallon.
I'm intermittently terrified and confident. So one minute I'm like, yeah, shaking with terror in my dressing room going, why did I ever agree to do this? I'm the most unfunny person in the world. And the next minute I'm like, king of comedy. I'm like, I know what I'm doing. So it's like a roller coaster. I've ultimate admiration for those guys who do it.
He also told Jimmy about what it's like having random people scream lines from Game of Thrones at him.
One of the most famous lines involving you in the show is, you know nothing, Jon Snow. Is that the line that people yell to you all the time when you're on the street or?
Yeah, and I hate it. Like, I hate it when people say it. And my brother managed to get it into the end of my best man speech. It was quite sweet, actually. He said, but looking at the woman you're marrying, it shows you do know something, Jon Snow.
Speaking of Game of Thrones, Shake Shack is doing something really cool. They are debuting their Game of Thrones menu items that customers can order only in Valyrian, which I'm assuming is like the language they speak in Game of Thrones.
It is. Oh. Well, of the Mother of Dragons.
Got it. I don't watch Game of Thrones, so I don't know. I'm like,
what?
I know.
Oh my lord, what the?
What? I know. I'm like the only
human Joe and
being.
Alex show. Tell Liv what's wrong with her. You can still watch it. You realize
I know,
this?
I know, but it would take like literally like 100 hours to get through like everything up to
Liv.
Now.
It's worth it.
You're Liv the web girl. You're supposed to be on top of, you know, all the
I
cool,
know.
Popular. I'm kidding. I've actually never watched it.
Oh, what? See?
I am walking out of this
it's
godforsaken
kind of like a thing
show.
Where it's like I've never done it. Now I want to keep that going.
We should do it together.
I like saving myself. I don't know. Maybe when I get married, I'll watch Game of Thrones.
I want to watch one of the biggest shows of all time. I mean, I don't want to watch it because everybody else is and I'm cool.
Exactly.
Because I don't do what everybody else does.
I'm saving it for marriage, okay?
Oh, yeah. If Kim Kardashian made an appearance, like, oh my God, you guys see Game of Thrones? It was really good last night.
All right. A Shake Shack in New York City debuted the two Game of Thrones themed fast food items ahead of the final season's premiere episode, but only those who speak High Valyrian can order them. The Dark Harry's Burger, which costs $10.99, and Dragon Glass Shake, which costs $6.79, are now available at the burger joints in Madison Park location. The Dark Harry's, am I saying that right?
I'm not going to correct you if you aren't.
The Drake Harry's Burger is a double Monterey Jack cheeseburger.
Is it Draco?
No, that's Harry Potter. I know that.
That's, what about Drago?
I don't. Draw Carrie. That's what
I hope
said.
Somebody
burger.
Hears this right now and they're like, these guys are butchering my favorite show. I hate them
it's
all.
It's a double Monterey Jack cheeseburger topped with bacon.
Hold on. What kind of cheese?
Monterey?
Monterey Jack?
Monterey. Wow.
This show sucks.
This is so bad. Monterey Jack cheeseburger topped with bacon and fiery shakes. Shack sauce, while the Dragon Glass Shake is made with minted white chocolate custard topped with shards of shiny toffee. Mm. But they will only be served to the customers that tried to pronounce the names of the items in the fictional Valyrian language spoken by some of the characters.
Wow. That was actually really good garbage. I'm not trying to hate on it.
I know. Well, now I feel like I'm a piece of trash, all
no,
right?
No, you're amazing. I mean, tweet us at Joe and Alex Show.
All right, well, coming up next, in the next garbage an hour from now, Jussie Smollett cannot stop getting in trouble.
Oh, no.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
I hope the kids are listening to this one because it's educational and it's fun. It's time for the Friday Fun Fact.
You're going to learn today.
Heard of a wombat?
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, the fun fact today is about wombats. Did you know that wombats produce cube-shaped poop?
Wait, sorry, what? Cube?
No. Cubed, like a cube?
Yeah, cube.
Shaped.
Doo-doo.
Wait, isn't wombat something in like SpongeBob?
No, a wombat is like an animal. I think it's almost like a chinchilla or something like that.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I've never worn wombat. Like, I've never bought a fake knockoff wombat. you know, like skin coat. But but let me continue because that's not fun. Here we go. Yeah, wombats produce around 80 to 100 pieces of doo-doo each night. And until recently, nobody knew, like, how is it cube-shaped? That's a really weird shape.
That's so bizarre.
But thank God for scientists, kids. Because in 2018, researchers concluded that it's wombat's intestines, which are made up of some stretchy and some stiff sections that create the edges and the cubing effect during the digestive process.
Honestly, if dogs' doo-doo was that shape, it would be a lot more fun picking it up.
No, I agree. You could
get
build
a lot
some things
less
out of
mad.
It.
Exactly. I'd get a lot less mad when the dog goes doo-doo in the house.
It's really impressive. That's your Friday fun fact here on the Joe and Alex Show. Did you learn something?
I did. And how trendy of wombats. Wow.
I know. They're ahead of their time. You know
they
that?
They are.
Way to go, guys. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. Well. Today is an interesting day. How do you pronounce it? National C-A-R-A-M-E-L Day.
Caramico?
Okay. Well, I've never heard it pronounced
C-A-R-
that way.
C-A-R.
Caramel, Liv. Caramel.
Chemical.
Got it. It's early.
So how do you say it, pork chop?
Caramel.
I say caramel.
I say caramel, too.
I don't say caramel. I say caramel.
Caramel. Of course.
Like
if you don't remember,
aggressive.
Pork chop yesterday was like, I'm so cultured. So of course he says caramel.
I don't say caramel.
As I see this guy at National Burrito Day holding up a bean burrito from Taco Bell. Yeah. So cultured. So well spoken.
Well versed.
I've got a very authentic Mexican bean burrito with cheese.
His palate is impeccable.
Mm-hmm.
We're
She's just mad I can't eat cheese. I mean, she can't eat cheese.
That's true. And to be fair, I'm glad she doesn't because bad things happen. But it's National Caramel or Caramel Day, so eat to your teeth rot out.
You know what my favorite dessert is that has caramel? Or my favorite candy?
Werther's?
Milk Duds.
Oh, gosh. Milk Duds are one of the top disgusting candies of all time.
That's my favorite chocolate candy.
Milk Duds, they taste like any of that malted chocolate is sick.
No, it's not malted.
Whatever
they're
it is, it's
Whoppers.
Disgusting.
They're not Whoppers. They're just chocolate. They're
caramel
covered in chocolate. Whoppers are gross.
No, you know what? They're similar.
Duds.
They're similar to me, so they're both disgusting.
Okay.
All right, sorry. That one derailed quick. For a 24-hour period, people were hoping that Timothy Pitson, the Illinois boy who went missing at age 6 back in 2011, had been found Wednesday in Kentucky. This was huge news. The hope was that, it was crushed, actually. Yesterday, the FBI announced the teenage boy who claimed to be him was actually not. In fact, it wasn't a teenager either. It was a 23-year-old ex-convict named Brian Reaney.
Oh, my God.
It was a hoax. Yeah, what a tool.
That is awful.
Timothy's aunt said it's devastating. It's like reliving that day all over again. And Timothy's father is devastated once again.
That is so sad. How twisted in the head do you have to be to act like you're like a 14-year-old boy that's been missing?
Yeah, I don't understand that. And there, who knows? Like, why would you do that? So he might get charged with like doing a false thing. I don't know if they're going to be able to file it or not on him. But it's just sad news for the family having to have that wound opened up one more time. Divorce is normally bad news, but I think I'd be kind of happy if I was Jeff Bezos' wife, Mackenzie, because she's now like the third or fourth richest woman in the world. They finalized their divorce yesterday. She's getting, not that much, $36
billion. Oh, that's it?
Yeah, making her one of the richest women in the world.
That's like not a real number.
I know, that's not fake.
Huh?
She's going to be getting most of their stake. Jeff gets to keep most of the stake in Amazon, plus sole ownership of the Washington Post. So they split up some of their land too, but I think it's a pretty fair deal right there.
Did they have a prenup?
It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah,
if they had a prenup,
like
I doubt she would get $36 billion. But, I mean, he did cheat and he had a ton of affairs, so that's probably why she got the amount
she
did.
Do you think she got like a billion for every time he cheated? Allegedly?
Maybe. Okay. By the way, did you guys ever see the text between like him and one of his mistresses?
No. What was it?
Oh, no. He literally... they sound like he's a robot. One of the messages says something like, I like your alive body.
What?
Why would you say that unless like there's some dead bodies in your closet?
Dude.
Is that not the weirdest thing?
Hey, when you're a billionaire, you could probably like get dead bodies whenever you want them.
If you are, or he has robots that he is in love with as well. If you are bored at any time today, go and Google the Jeff Bezos text between him and his mistress. Like you will be crying. You're laughing so hard.
To be fair, I like you alive too.
Well, I'm glad that you like me alive. Thank you.
I wonder what a robot would be like. I'd be afraid to like get too close to it because I'd probably spill some pop on it or something.
Yeah, you would. You would break that thing within the first 5 minutes.
What does that mean? I don't understand what you're trying to say. Some dummy went on like a live stream in a Mustang. He had a nice one, Shelby GT350. I didn't even realize he could go this fast. He went up to 185 miles per hour. That's insane. Oh. What's the fastest you've ever went in a car, whether it's yours or somebody else's? Like, how fast have you been in a vehicle? Not an airplane, but a car.
123.
I beat that.
You beat that?
You beat 123 miles per hour.
I'm really hoping my parents are not listening.
They're not. Go ahead. Tell us the exact time and location of who you're with.
129.
What?
Wait, I might have went 128.
Oh, God. Of course, you have to top Liv.
That doesn't top her, but it comes
Liv,
close.
Liv, what car was that?
I think it was my old Nissan Sentra.
No,
like
what?
I swear
no,
on my
there's
life.
There's no way a Nissan Sentra goes 129.
Then maybe my speedometer was broken, but I swear.
Yeah, you're tripping.
I got pulled over and I almost got arrested.
And you
I have
didn't?
A ticket. Yeah, I did not.
What was the ticket for?
The ticket was for speeding and careless driving.
But how fast were you going?
129.
All right, the radar gun was broken. I would have fought that ticket.
I swear.
Mine, I've already told my mom. Mine was in Utah where there's a stretch. It was 80 miles an hour, but there was like no one for hundreds of miles.
Except for the cop that got you?
No, no one got me. I just opened up my car and it governed out at like, it was either 123 or 128.
Mine was on 4th of July during the day. I was driving home from like my alma mater in the summertime. And with a bunch of friends, and there were no one on the road because it was 4th of July. Everyone is like partying or at the lake or something. And I got caught doing 129, and it was a brand new car. The car was literally like 2 weeks old at that point. A brand new car.
And what year is it?
2012.
I'm looking this up.
My old Saturn hit like 103, and I thought I was crazy. Wow. Okay. Well,
Nissan Sentra live.
There you go.
A Nissan Sentra 2012.
Are you going to fact check her now to see how fast it tops out?
I mean, that's what the ticket says, so I'm mad because that ticket was so expensive, and I got so many points on my license because of that. So I hope it's wrong.
Do you have any information
just
here,
so
Pork Chop?
I don't.
Not yet.
All right, well, come back to me. I got one more. You guys ever do any garage sale shopping, like on the weekend? You're like, oh, let's go see what we can find?
No. I mean, I used to when I was a kid. I thought they were, like, fun.
I want to do it because I'm all about making money. A guy in Florida bought a ceramic bowl for a buck at a yard sale. It turns out it's worth $30,000.
Oh, my gosh.
He just took it to an antique shop. He's like, hey, how much is this worth? I got it for a dollar. They're like, well, they looked it up in 2011, the same bowl sold for $30,000.
How? Why? Is it artifact?
They're saying that it is a specialized antique. It's a Christine auction house listing for the same bowl. I guess it's just a certain type. The bowl was designed in 1925, so it's old.
Oh,
by architect and designer, this is where I'm going to screw up words, Gio Ponti. I don't know. Forgive me.
Right.
I'm not that cultured, but...
That's
$30K
insane.
Out of $1.
You always hear stories of that. Like
flip
people
that bowl.
Being like, oh, I bought a painting for like $5. And then it ends up being like a $50,000 worth painting. Maybe I need to start going
to
garage
sales. Yeah, let's go
to
a garage sale this weekend. Hit us up. We're going to have to join all those local Facebook garage sales.
Yeah, if you have a garage sale going on, DM us. Hit us up on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. We need to know about this.
All right, Pork Chop, give me a result here.
I haven't found anything.
Wow, that was really kind of a letdown.
I swear, that's what the ticket said.
All right, well, we'll find out later in the show and randomly announce it. We are the Joe and Alex Show, and that's Joe's Need to Know News. Oh, yeah. Good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on radio now, and we got a lot coming up here this morning. I want to make sure you can stick around for it. Liv the Web Girl had something very awkward happen as far as being hit on. I want to talk about that story coming up in about 5 minutes. Also on the Joe and Alex Show, we'll get to your garbage. We have an update. Before we get into Freak Show Friday, we have an Ask Alex update that's coming up around 7:30. If you missed that yesterday, we're going to talk to Taryn. She asked her new boyfriend about the engagement ring ads on his Facebook page and want to find out what the heck that was all about and how things went. So that's all coming up here this morning on the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. Okay, Pork Chop, go ahead. What's up, man? You seem really excited today.
Liv, you are gonna love this.
Okay.
We got a new toy in the studio.
Ooh, okay. I love toys.
It's really, really cool. And Joe, can people call up too and play with the new toy?
You could try to. I can't guarantee if it'll work. But I'm 833-JOE-ALEX if you want to try to play with our new toy right now. It's 833-563-2539. You got to call now. Though,
so other people can play with our toy?
I think they can. So. I think they can. I don't know how to fully work it yet. So
I think they can.
I'm not 100% sure. But should I debut the new toy?
Yeah, go ahead. Wait, how are we going to debut it? We have to do something that will scare Liv.
Well,
because she gets scared easily.
Why do you have to go there?
Okay, well, hold on. Let me. I don't want to scare her. Let me just start with this. Hold on, let's see. So I got this. And I'm supposed to be able to hit a button over here. And it's supposed to dramatically change things. So let me see here. Oh, yeah. It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Did it work?
Yeah, you guys' headphones must not be working.
Oh, I hear it.
Now you sound like a dude.
I thought that was like a song in the background. Oh, yeah. Oh, smooth sounds of the 70s. Let's get it.
I don't think I hear it that well.
That's because your headphones suck. You guys aren't plugged in like I am, but I can sound like I'm the devil, or I can sound like I'm Shaft. Yeah.
Maybe turn down the music a little. I want to see if that makes a difference.
No music at all.
I hear it a little bit. I heard it better yesterday.
You really can't. Okay. Stop. I'm wondering, 833 Joe Alex, can you tell anything with our new toy here? I mean, like I said, maybe it's not hooked up correctly, but...
It sounds like Joe is talking differently anyway. It's like just into the microphone.
Right.
You are talking deep like this.
Listen to me, Liv. Can you hear my voice?
Yeah, it actually sounds pretty nice. Mine sounds super annoying. Oh my gosh, you sound like Bowser, the guy from Mario. Yeah.
All right, you guys need to chill out. So, yeah, then hold on. I'm just, yeah, that one shouldn't be there. So, anyways.
Call in or tweet at us at Joe and Alex Show, and the number is 833-JOE-ALEX if you can tell any difference in our voices. Okay, wait, now my voice is normal again.
Yeah, your voice is normal.
Call us and tell us if you can hear any changes in our voices.
I don't think you can because nobody is calling. Is that, or this is the most boring thing we've done in a while?
Is there other settings?
Yeah. Hold on a second.
This is so cool.
I like this because eventually when we get this thing figured out, we will be able to have a lot more people be anonymous.
I don't.
And that's like a big thing because a lot of people come on and they're like, well, I don't want to be on air, but I want to tell you my story.
And I don't want to hear my normal voice, though. I just want to hear like the
You
want
to sound
voice.
Like you got some balls to you?
Yeah, there's just the warped voice.
Finally.
All right, here we go. I'm going to try this one right here.
Hey. Oh, my gosh. It's like a Snapchat filter. This is so cute. I've never felt prettier than I do in this moment. Oh my gosh, listen to my voice.
This is so cool.
Hold on a second, I'm going to try to answer the phone.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show.
Hello?
I think they hung up on me, jerks.
833-JOE-ALEX is the number if you want to help us with our new toy. 833-563-2539.
And if you like our new toy, or if you think it's annoying, or if you think we sound like Snapchat filters.
Yeah, either one. Just tell me who to pick up Pork Chop, and I will put them on the show. Oh, looks like we got Ashley. Hey, Ashley, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hi!
Oh my gosh! You're changed too!
I know! I was gonna tell you I could hear you on the radio, but nobody was calling in like you could hear it.
Do you like it? Do we sound like a Snapchat filter?
It's pretty cool, yeah.
That is so dope. Oh, you changed it. I like the other one better.
I wanna hear how Ashley sounds. Go ahead, Ashley.
I thought it sounded pretty cool.
Well, Ashley, you probably can't hear it right now because you're on the phone, but your voice was changed too, and we're going to podcast this, so you can check our podcast at Joe and Alex Show to check out your voice.
All right.
Sounds good.
Cool. Hey, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Shannon. Hey, Shannon, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
Hey, I felt bad that you said no one was calling and you thought we couldn't hear the sensation of your voice. We can hear it. You sound evil like the devil.
Okay, wait. I have an idea for a really good segment.
Oh, really?
I'm going to announce it right now. What if we gave the opportunity for everyone to call in and bash one person or vent about one person that they're close to, but they don't want to because it's like live on air? We can mask their voice and no one will ever know who they're talking about.
I don't think that's a terrible idea, but I mean...
Right. So like mask my voice. I'm just going to go in on one of my friends that's really annoying me right now. No, oh, I'm just kidding. Wait,
hold on. Okay. I mean, they're going to recognize your voice, Liv. So this is going out to one of my friends. I'm really annoyed because you won't offer up your house for me and my friend Brooke to stay at this weekend. And it's
super awkward.
Don't change it.
I didn't.
They can't know it's me. Oh, you're changing it. They're going to know it's me.
No, they're not.
I'm in so much trouble now.
Okay. Let's go to Stu.
Hey, Stu, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Thanks for hanging on. What's up? What did you want to say this morning?
Hey, I just wanted to say I was listening, and you guys sound like Shaft. I'm actually at work right now, and I'm listening to him. It's super funny.
Good.
But Shaft is the man, and I think it's a really cool thing, actually.
So would you call in and, like, go off on someone you're close to, just vent to them if we changed your voice so they would never know it's you?
Yeah, for sure. That would be an awesome thing to have.
Hold on.
They just make it like an app.
All right, Stu.
So if you
want
to call somebody that you don't know, and then just go off on them.
Stu, listen to me, damn it.
I'm going to give you the deep, ballsy voice, and you go ahead and give it a try, okay? Just go ahead and talk.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, Chuck.
This is Phil. And I want a raise. I do too much, and my raise better be met or else.
Yes, Phil!
There we go. All right, we got to figure our engineers to have this change it up a little bit because somehow our regular voices are getting mixed in there. Because there's a deep ballsy Joe's voice, and you hear the, hi, it's Joe Pesh voice, so we got to fix that.
What if someone just tuned in right now and they're like, what is going on?
They think it's like the apocalypse. They think demons are coming up from hell.
Hold on, there's one more thing I wanted to try. You guys, I forget who sings that song. Who sings the song, Let the
Bodies Hit the Floor?
Yeah, who sings that?
Is that System of a Down?
No. Oh, my gosh. Oh my, I'm forgetting. No, it's like, let the body. No, I found this thing. It's
let
distortion.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Check this out. Hold
let
on.
Let the bodies.
I want to do this for myself real quick. Then we can join in, okay?
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
Wait, this is so cool.
We should act like, hi, welcome to the Joe and Alex show. What can we get for you?
And this is the radio station, WNBC. We are coming to you live from the 1970s.
when Liv thought everything was in black and white.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's distortion, baby. Get used to it.
Okay.
All right, so.
Well, this is fun.
All right, I'm sure we lost half of our audience there, so now we're down to one people, but it's cool. Hey, thanks for the feedback. We had to do a little live test to see if things work, and I think it worked out decently.
Yeah,
I liked it.
Cool. All right, coming up next on the Joe and Alex show, Liv the Web Girl's got herself a man. She calls him Jewel Daddy, but does he have competition?
Uh-oh.
I mean, it sounds like there might be something there. Oh my gosh, we will find out everything next here on the Joe and Alex show. Hold on. I wonder if it works with the music too. Let me see if I can get the music to sound funny. This is Ariana Grande, and your turn. Go ahead, Ariana. We are the Joe and Alex Show. Happy Friday morning to you. Follow us on Twitter and on Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Liv the Web Girl, you're saying something awkward happened yesterday. Well,
yeah, it was just like a little off. Like
okay.
A little weird.
I like weird stuff, especially when it doesn't happen to me. So what went down?
So I was getting out of my car yesterday, like right outside of my apartment. Like I parked right in front of my apartment and I saw a guy walking his dog. And anytime I see that, like in my head, I'm like, oh, so like in my head, I was like, oh, so I looked at the dog, whatever. And so I got out of the car and he was like walking him on the sidewalk, like kind of right in front of like where my apartment is. And I swear to you, like right where the entryway is, to, like go down the stairs to go like into the like apartment area.
Mm-hmm.
He literally stops in the middle of the sidewalk, bends down and just starts petting his dog and like smiling at and looking at me. Like, I don't know if he was like doing that so I could come over and like pet his dog. And I didn't because I'll never pet like a stranger's dog unless like I ask them. And I had like a lot of stuff in my hands too. And so I was like, okay. But when I saw the dog, I was like, oh, hi, baby. Because that's what I say every single time I see any sort of dog mm-hmm. or cat. And he just like sat there and was just like staring at me and like smiling, like petting his dog, just squatting down in the middle of the sidewalk for no reason at all. And I was like, that was kind of weird. Like right where the entryway is into my apartment. So like I had to walk like literally like right by him. And I was like, that's so weird. And then I turned around and I was checking to see if he was like picking up doo-doo. Wasn't picking up doo-doo. Wasn't like his dog wasn't sniffing anything or anything like that. Wasn't untangling the leash. Nothing like that. And I look around and then like once I like obviously passed him, he like got up and like continued to take his dog on a walk.
So you think maybe he just was trying maybe to let you, like your dog, like let you pass then go?
No.
So you think he was like, what, trying to hit on you or
his dog
to
had
to
already passed. They had already passed.
Okay.
Like I could clearly walk through. So it's not like they were like, they could have kept walking and then like that. I have no idea why he would have stopped and like had the dog just sitting there like staring at me. And I saw the dog and while I was driving him walking it while I was parking. And it's not like I said, oh, like so like loudly he could see my face or he could hear me. Mm-hmm. I just glanced at it. I didn't say aw or didn't even like acknowledge the dog until I was like, oh, hi, baby.
Have you seen this guy before?
I don't think so.
So do you think there's something there?
I mean, no, I'm not interested at all. Oh, but in my head, I'm thinking, like, is this guy, like, trying to, like, kind of, like, not hit on me?
He's not hitting on
but
you.
But leaving it open for me to meet me.
No, I think he's just, like, being nice or creepy.
How does he know I even like dogs?
He doesn't know if you do or not.
I felt like he was using his dog there to get like a smooth like introduction.
Well, listen, if you want to talk to somebody, pets are always good. Alex is the only person, and she's off today on vacation. She's the only person that doesn't like animals, I think.
Every other person likes them, and
it would be a good lead-in. For her, it would scare her away and disgust her. But for everybody else, it's like, hey, girl.
I think that's so weird. Unless like I get when you're like, oh my gosh, look at that dog. And then the owner stops, but this was a guy like my age, literally didn't even acknowledge the dog, had like my backpack on, purse on, like ready to go into my apartment, and he randomly just like sits down. I just didn't get it. I thought maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just like full of myself and I think everyone's trying to hit on me.
Well, I mean, hey, nothing wrong with that. You can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Do you think Liv was being hit on or just kind of this guy was trying to have a conversation with her or is she kind of like, you know, looking too much into this one? Yeah, definitely cuckoo is what I'm going with. At Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Let us know.
Coming up next in the garbage, Kathy Lee Gifford had an emotional goodbye. Jussie Smollett can literally not stop getting in trouble. And this celeb was attacked.
Hey, real quick, I have something, but I don't know if I'm going to actually do it or not. There's new Jonas Brothers music out. Whoa, calm down. Should we play it today?
Wait, yes, please.
It's called Cool.
Ooh, they're so cool.
All right.
Please, let's play it. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
I'll think about it. We might play that new Jonas Brothers song coming up this morning. I don't know. I don't think Liv really wants to hear it. Let's get into the garbage first.
Oh, I love trash. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kathy Lee Gifford had her very last day on today after an 11-year run, and she, of course, had to do a wish of sweet farewell to her co-host, Hoda Kotb. Grab your tissues because I felt like this was really emotional.
Hoda, my darling, sunshine in a bottle, and Jenna, you whack job. Love you both. Excited for you. You're going to make this your own. You're going to make it unique. You're going to make it even better than ever. And a beautiful, beautiful friendship is going to grow out of it. The same way I've been blessed to have it grow with you, Hoda, especially, and you more recently, Jenna.
I am absolutely obsessed with Kathy Lee Gifford, and I'm obsessed with her and Hoda together, so this is so sad for me.
You just like to drink wine, and you're glad to see other women that can do it for a living.
Okay, I like drunk bees. I can't help myself.
True, true, true.
The Empire actor Jussie Smollett is now being sued by the city of Chicago because he is refusing to pay the investigation costs from his falsified police report. The city is asking him to pay $130,000 because that's what it was spent to investigate his report that the police believe he lied about. Bro, you got away with literally everything. Just pay this. You're an actor on network television for a hit TV series. Just pay it. You literally got away with it.
Yeah,
this
but
makes
that's
me
a lot,
so angry.
But that's a lot of money for him to pay. I would listen, if I owed money, I would try to never pay it.
I think this guy deserves to be in jail. That's my opinion.
Whoa.
So if you have to pay some money and like literally have everything dropped, just pay the money. And speaking of Jussie Smollett, Taraji P. Henson, who plays Cookie on Empire, was asked about him while she was on The View yesterday, and this is what she had to say.
Mm-hmm. Have you spoken with Jussie?
Yeah, I talk to Jussie all the time. Yeah. And he's doing well. Okay. Yeah, we're all doing well. That's what we are right now. I'm about
to
go to
Jussie going to be on the show?
Yes, I haven't heard anything else.
Okay. That's just amazing.
I am just stunned. Did I miss a report or did I miss a day?
Well, they
where
never officially said he'd be off.
Everyone decided to love Jussie Smollett. Like, I don't understand why people are clapping in support for him. Like, it was proven what he did. Like, he did what he did. I'm just so confused by all of this. But the network has not officially confirmed that Jussie Smollett will be returning or not. And then Jack Osborne was attacked at an LA coffee shop yesterday. Ozzy's son was sitting on the sidewalk outside of the coffee shop when he said what looked like a homeless man came up and just punched him in the side of the head. Jack quickly turned and threw his cup of coffee at the man, who then threw away. The cops later found the man, who ended up having to be tased in order to get him to settle down. But Jack is doing just fine. And then coming up in the next garbage, this country star is opening up a fantastic charity. I'll tell you all about it in an hour.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and we actually have Taryn back on the phone. We talked to you yesterday for Ask Alex, and can you kind of give us a brief summary of what was going on when you originally called in? You needed help with what?
Yeah, so I was dating this guy for a couple weeks, and I saw on his Facebook ads that he was looking at engagement rings, and it freaked me out. You know, I just didn't know if I should, you know, say something or not, or I don't know, it freaked me out.
And you also thought you didn't know if you wanted to necessarily ruin the relationship because he is a cute friend that you have met that you'd like to stay getting to know.
Right. So I was kind of in a weird spot because I didn't know if breaking up meant I could never date his friend or I even wanted to stay in the relationship, but I definitely don't want to get married.
So did you end up asking him about why he has engagement rings popping up on his ads?
It was a story. I eventually came clean and told him that I was really nervous about this, and he kind of laughed and kind of freaked out. So what was really going on was, so him and his neighbor are really close, like they're really good friends, and they both have cats. And as a complete joke, they were looking up engagement rings because they wanted to do like a cat engagement photo session.
What?
Yeah.
Like to put on social media or something?
Yeah, yeah. Like one of them like in a veil, or one of them trying to get down on one knee and with a paw. You know, like something that was like very silly. And I was completely wrong. So not only did that happen, but he completely broke up with me, obviously, because he thought I was crazy, like
no!
I said.
Well, you are kind of crazy, but he's pretty damn crazy, too.
You crazy kids need to end up together. I'm upset.
Yeah, you could have your little cat bears there at the wedding.
Man, that is, like, honestly a wild twist, Taryn.
Yeah, it was completely out of left field, but then it just kind of ended where He was like, I don't know what kind of person you think I am. Like, obviously you have me completely wrong. So I don't think this is going to work out. So he ended up actually breaking up with me.
Oh, well, listen, Taryn, don't sweat it because now you are a free agent. You can go hit on his friend that you thought was cute now anyway.
No, you can't. Yeah. You can't go out. You can't be double dipping up in there.
They
Get
only
out of
dated
there.
For 3 weeks. It wasn't a long relationship. I say go for it.
It don't matter. You can't put your chip in the dip if somebody else had it in the bowl.
The bit's called Ask Alex, and she asked and I answered.
Hey, Taryn, thank you for calling in with that update. We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Okay, now we're going to get into Freak Show Friday coming up next. Let me tell you what you can look forward to. Chloe is a high schooler with an interesting side hustle, you know, making that money. We'll find out exactly what's going down in about 3 minutes with Freak Show Friday here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Love to hear from people that might be a little different, a little bit weird, and we kind of hear what you do that's freaky. You can email us joeandalexshow@gmail.com. If that's not your flavor, well, what about DMing us on Twitter and Instagram? Just follow the Joe and Alex Show. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Now let's talk this morning to probably one of the younger people we've had on for a Freak Show Friday. Chloe, what are you, a junior or a senior in high school?
Hi, yes, I'm a junior in high school.
Hey, thanks for calling in this morning. So why are you calling in today for Freak Show Friday, Chloe?
All right, so it kind of just starts with the whole my parents can't afford to get me a car. And I work part-time at the grocery store by my house, and that still really isn't helping me save money as best as I want to.
Yeah.
And, you know, at this point, like, all my friends have cars, and it's, like, embarrassing having to be picked up and dropped off everywhere. So I started thinking really hard about a way to make some side money while I'm at school during the day.
Tell me about it. That's me.
Like, are you, like, writing papers for people or something?
Oh, yeah, like doing homework. Or a good side hustle that I used to do is where you bring in candy and you get it for cheap and you sell it for like a buck a piece.
Oh, my gosh, I had a girl in my high school do that.
Yeah, you flip it. You get it for 25 cents, sell it for a buck. Is that what you're doing?
No. I think you guys might find this a little weird, but... All right, so there's a lot of people in my school that have braces, and on days that they have to get them tightened, sometimes their teeth just hurt so bad. I don't know if you guys had braces.
Yes, I did.
I did.
It's so painful.
I hate, yeah, when they put the new rubber bands on and tighten them.
So,
ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they can't really chew their food. So I just ended up coming up with this little side hustle and advertising for kids to pay me to chew their food for them.
Oh, I think your phone cut out. Did you say
that again?
Yeah, what do you do?
I have kids pay me to chew their food for them.
You know,
What? Like in a you're saying that
with
hypothetically,
your
like you are you putting it in a blender and like you're saying
no,
that
she
you're
said,
doing
she
it for
said
them?
Chew.
Yeah.
You know.
That's gross. That means you're getting your saliva and spit. It's like a baby bird kind of thing.
I'm literally going to gag.
I actually think this makes Chloe an entrepreneur, and it makes all of the students the Freak Show Fridays.
I am literally gagging. That is insane. Are you there's no way anyone's taking you up on this.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's just their teeth hurt, so I chew it for them so they can taste their favorite lunches. I just kind of spit it out and put it in my hand and then hand it to the customer and they swallow it.
The customer. It's your classmates.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it has to be professional and it has to be a customer. So, okay, how are you, how is this getting out there? Like word of mouth? Like, I guess literally because of your mouth? Like, how do people know about this?
So I made a secret Instagram advertising my services. I wasn't sure how well it'd take off, but like a lot of people DM me secretly and have taken me up on it. Like
this is honestly one of the most absurd things I've ever heard.
So what are you posting then on your secret Instagram for people to see your services? Are you showing a picture of like the food in your hand?
That would be so gross.
I don't understand.
There's no way that gets traction.
I make posts and say things like, you know, can't take a bite. Well, that's all right.
Sounds like something I would write.
You're clever.
I have another one, and it says, like, if it's all right with you, I'm cool to chew.
Oh, my gosh. You, like, actually put thought and time into this.
So who's messaging you for your services? Like, who, like, what kind of classmates are, like, obviously people with the braces, but who?
Honestly, it's mostly the rich kids who message me. Like, they are willing to pay anyone to do anything for them because they're, I don't know, so lazy and have the money to do it. So,
If you don't mind me asking, so, like, our technical producer in Houston, Lenny, he just sold merch and allegedly made,
his
like,
business.
$1,000. So how much could you make chewing people's food, if you don't mind me asking? Because this might be something I could look into.
This is insane.
I've made $200 in the last 5 days.
Stop.
Holy crap.
That's how much Pork Chop was just talking about off the air. He's like, hey, I need $200 today.
I'm going to do the math.
You've made $200 in 5 days? How many people is that? What do you charge per person?
I've charged $50 a person
this
per meal.
This is crazy.
Wait, person per meal. So if like you did like maybe like my breakfast at school and my lunch, I'd owe you $100.
Wait, but I think that you should kind of switch it up. Like if it's gross food that like you don't even want to be eating, you should charge more.
Like a premium
for
price?
It. Yeah, like if it's like cauliflower or broccoli, you should charge more. But also if it's something that's like kind of hard to chew, like sometimes steak is hard to chew, you should charge more. Dude, we should go into business together.
Dude, and if the average meal is like, you know, 30 minutes, right? Like a lunch period is like 12 to 12:30. So that's $50, $50. In an hour, that's $100 an hour.
This is insane that you're actually getting people to do this. So where are you doing it? Just in the middle of like the cafeteria? Or are you like kind of like hidden in like the side or the back or something trying to keep like a low profile?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's all in secret. Like they don't have to, you know, I don't have to tell anybody who it is. Like they're my secret customers.
So like client confidentiality?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Wow. This is insane.
You're an entrepreneur and you're going places. It's the kids that are the freak shows.
So now this is a secret. Do your parents know about this? I mean, do you think they'd be proud of you for doing your little side hustle?
I'm not sure. I mean, I haven't told them yet, but I don't know. I just know that people think it's weird. And the more I do it, though, like the more normal it seems, because it's not like it's weird with my customers or anything. You know, at first there's like that, OK, we're going to do this. But I just try to kind of make it, you know, fun for them. And I mean, like the post that I had recently that got the most like was sit back and relax. I'll chew your snacks.
I just got the best idea for you. If that ever like dwindles down, go to a nursing home. Like you'll probably make double.
Why wait? Just go now. Like just pretend that you're visiting old people because you care about them, but just go there and like, hey, you want me to chew this for you?
Oh my gosh. Michelle just tweeted us and said, I'm gagging so much right now. Like I truly was gagging. Like my eyes
were
tearing
up. From Chloe's perspective, there's nothing gross because all she's doing is chewing food. Now, it's gross to the people that are having it chew her. She's chewing it for. That's gross.
Yes.
That's freaky.
Zach said she could put some seasoning in her mouth with that food to make sure it tastes better.
Oh my gosh.
Therefore, you can upcharge.
Have you thought about that, Chloe? That's a good way to make money.
No, yeah, you guys are giving me a lot of ideas. I'm literally writing stuff down right now.
Oh my gosh, this is insane.
That's freaky, but it's interesting. We hope you get enough money to get that car you've been dreaming of.
Thank you. I mean, I think by if it keeps going like this, I'll have a car before summer. I know it's weird, but like this. All this kind of has, like, honestly inspired me to work on, like, a political campaign one day. Like, I think I could be the next Kellyanne Conway and, like, help elect the next president.
If you can persuade people to put food in their mouth that you have just chewed and spit on, then I'm pretty sure you could persuade people to do anything.
I mean, yeah, maybe by the time you graduate high school, if President Trump's elected again, you could be chewing up his Big Macs for him. You never know. Hey, Chloe, that's really cool. It's weird, but it's cool. Thank you for calling in today for Freak Show Friday. We really appreciate you. If you want to get on Freak Show Friday, you know what you got to do. Email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Okay, are we going to do this or not?
I really don't want to, but I mean, sure.
Well, you're the one that brought it up saying we should try it again. You wanted to redeem yourself. Now you don't?
Yeah, I thought this was your idea, Pork Chop.
Yeah, I don't know. If you're listening at this time yesterday, we played blackjack on the air. I mean, I can add. It's just I'm really busy doing a ton of different things at once. Uh-huh. So I added wrong, and a lady should have won, and she lost. But she called back, and I did give her the qualifier anyway. So I'm just like, I'm scared now to play this game again.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. We are going to play, just like they do at the casino, a little bit of blackjack. You got to beat the house, which is us. If you can do that, you'll qualify for that marshmallow flyaway. And depending on where you're listening at, whether you're in Indy or Houston, we'll hook you up with a really cool qualifying prize. That's 833-JOE-ALEX. Oh, look at you shuffling over there, Liv the Web Girl.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like a dealer. But I actually don't know how to deal blackjack, so I'll let Porkchop deal if we're playing it again, and I'll just count since he is unable to.
I had a lot of people saying, I don't think we should do this today. They're worried something bad could happen.
Well.
I mean, Porkchop, I think it's your chance for redemption. After all those direct messages you got yesterday of people kind of mad at you.
Yeah.
People were so angry, which, like, I didn't know that he had the wrong numbers.
It was 963, and I said 9 plus 6 is 17, but I think 9 plus 6 is 15.
Wait, okay. You said 9 plus 6 is 17.
That's what I said yesterday, Liv.
No,
you listen, Liv. Yesterday I said 9 plus 6, 17, right? And you and Joe were like, yep.
No, I definitely didn't say yep because there's no way I was paying attention.
Okay, well listen, I shouldn't even have brought this up. Shame on me. Okay, Joe, you got to take control of the situation. Here's what I'm going to do. Hold on. All right, we're at the casino now. See, brand new atmosphere. Now, we got a bunch of people on hold. I don't want anybody to hang up because we're going to play until somebody beats the house. When you beat the house at blackjack, well, guess what?
What?
You get qualified for the Marshmallow Flyaway and win a cool prize just for qualifying. Let's kick things off with Emily. Hi, Emily. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hi.
How's it going? You go to the casino a lot?
No.
You ever play blackjack?
No, I've never played.
Well, okay. There's first for everything.
Yep, today could be your lucky day. Porkchop, are you ready with the cards over there?
I am ready.
All right, now Porkchop, because this is radio, you have to tell everybody what you're doing. So go ahead and let's see what we can do here and see if Emily can win or not at blackjack and qualify for the Marshmallow Flyaway.
All right, I'm dealing the house hand right now. We've got a four and then a card upside down.
Yep.
And then I'm dealing Emily's hand. She has a king.
Ooh.
And I'm flipping over a six, so that's 16.
You got 16. Do you want to stay or hit, Emily? That's a tough one.
I'll go again.
You're going to hit. Okay, Emily hits, yeah. And she gets a
two. Which is 18.
18. Do you want to hit or do you want to stay?
I'll stay.
Okay, so Porkchop, Emily's got 18. What do we got here?
All right, so we've got the four and a queen, so that's 14.
You
got
to hit it, dude. You got to hit it.
Plus six, that's 20.
That's 20.
20. Oh, Emily. Sorry. This gets exciting.
Sorry,
man. Oh,
babe.
Man. That's how I am at the casino. I'm like, no, I thought I was going to win my money. All right, let's go to Eric this morning. Hey, Eric, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey. You ever play blackjack?
Yeah.
All right. He
sounds real confident. And let's get right to it. No more schmoozing. Porkchop, go ahead and deal those cards out.
All right, the house shows eight and Eric has a 10 and a 9.
19.
Ooh, you got 19. What are you doing, Eric?
I'm staying.
You sure you don't want to hit?
Sure.
Okay. Smart. All right, Porkchop, what do we got here as the house?
All right, we've got an 8 and a 9.
So what is that? Do you know what that is?
Yeah, that's a 17.
Good
correct.
Job.
Okay, and what we have 17. So what does he have?
19.
We have to. Yeah, we got to beat him. And what do we get?
We got a jack.
Oh, we busted. Way to go!
Right on.
Yeah. Wow, Eric, you're one lucky guy.
He's very cool. Eric, I feel like you're the guy that wears glasses in the casino.
No, I can't even go to the casino. I'll spend too much money.
Okay. Well, hey, congratulations. You get hooked up. You're listening to Indy today, so that means I'm going to sneeze. Oh, gosh.
So that means that you are qualified for the trip to go to Las Vegas to see Marshmello at the Chaos at his residency.
And it's because you get qualified, we're hooking you up with movie passes. So hang on the line, Eric. Congratulations.
Woo!
Yeah.
I bet you he's got a good poker face.
Oh, 1,000%. It sounds like he has one tone at all times.
Are you having a good time? Yes, I am. Are you mad? Yes,
I am. This is going to be him at Marshmallow if he wins the qualifier. Woo!
Yay.
Liz.
Well, so if he wins the flyaway to Vegas, at least we know he's a good
yeah, he's a good
now.
Blackjack
yeah,
dealer.
Bring
he's
back
probably going to spend a lot of money, it sounds like.
Bring back that money. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. Excuse me. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. And if you ever miss anything, you can always check it out online, joeandalexshow.com. So Liv the Web Girl found this story, and I was like, what the heck are they talking about? Because I've heard about people trying to, like, walk to induce a baby and to do different things to try to, you know, have the baby come out when they're, like, 9 months pregnant. But I've never heard anything like this. Check out this story. It's really cool.
Ever ask yourself, how do you get to a moment like this? Meet Margot Lynn Catherine Flitner. The 7-plus-pound, 20-inch reason why.
Okay. I noticed when we were hitting bumps that I felt like I was having contractions.
Here, little one.
Stephanie Flitner has been through pregnancy before, her first son coming a week late.
The bigger the pothole, it's the bigger the contractions I was having.
She wasn't about to go through that agonizing wait again.
We were in the car. I got the Google map, but we were in the car for 6 or 7 hours, I think, that day, just driving around and enjoying everything the city had to offer.
While the rest of Indy is trying to elude potholes.
So Capitol's supposed to have some treats for us.
Andrew Flitner was smashing them in his off-road Jeep Cherokee, complete with lift kit, big tires, and a pregnant wife.
This is a city-responsible street.
The pair charting an aggressive course thanks to input on social media.
Reddit user said that this is the real deal.
74 miles of Indy's worst streets.
So this couple, trying to induce the labor, drove around for 70-something miles, hitting pothole after pothole after pothole in their Jeep, just to try to shake the baby around, I guess, just to get it out. I mean, that's insane, but I've heard of other stories, though, like, not that insane, but what did you do, I guess, 833-JOE-ALEX, to try to induce labor? Like, doesn't spicy food kind of help maybe ladies induce labor?
Yeah, I've heard that spicy food helps. I heard just walking helps.
I heard sometimes flipping pancakes help, but I'm so afraid the baby could get hurt.
Ew.
I'm being real.
I know you're being real.
So it's like, you got to turn your mic on there, bro.
Didn't we once have a boss that said Robitussin or something, cough medicine?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we had a coworker
said I'm blanking
that.
On the name. When we were in Houston.
Robitussin, Riddler.
Oh my God. No, it wasn't Riddler.
Yes, it was.
Was it, I don't know. We don't have to say their name, do we?
Yeah, well, what's wrong with saying a name? It's not bad.
I'm pretty sure it was
Colby.
No, it was neither one.
I'm pretty sure it was Riddler. I wasn't even there.
It was not Riddler.
But the R&R does go together.
We had a coworker
Riddler
who
and Robitussin.
Said that they swore by Robitussin that it worked.
Oh my God, I feel like an idiot now. I'm blanking on the name. It's not Dave.
It really
Anyways, it was one of our bosses or one of our salespeople told us about it, and I was like, excuse me, Robitussin? But apparently that would help too. But that makes no sense though, because I feel like that would just put you to sleep.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that what Robitussin is supposed to do? Knock you out?
Knock you out and like help you with the cough, which I would think that like cough syrup is not a good thing to have a lot of when you're pregnant. That's like purple drank, right?
Yeah. Hey, maybe the baby mixes it with Sprite and it's all right. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. Also on Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show.
Comes out sounding like Lil Weezy.
It's got like face tattoos. Yeah. Like, Namula, a baby. Grill. A milli. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki. What do you think about this lady that ended up hitting the potholes trying to induce the labor?
I found that hilarious. I mean, if you wanted to go and try anything and everything, that's great. Apparently, I was moving. I wasn't trying to induce labor, but I had to move on Saturday, and apparently breaking down my bed and moving boxes threw me into labor that Sunday.
Really? So did you just have a baby?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I came home 6 weeks later to a house full of boxes and a new baby.
Well, there you go.
That's incredible. Congratulations.
Yeah, hey, do you have any money? Porkchop's looking for a side hustle this weekend. Maybe he can unpack all your boxes.
Or babysit.
I know, right?
Hey,
I was like, postpartum emotions and OCD was just not working all at once.
No. I can totally understand that. Congratulations. That's a really cool story. Let's say hi to Shayna. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. You have something you did to try to induce labor? Hey,
Maddie. Yes. So I tried everything that I possibly found on the internet and every book. I even tried the pothole thing. Did not work. One of the things that helped me was I read if you bounce on an exercise ball, and you rub a certain part of your breast.
Okay.
I have actually heard that. So I would spend hours bouncing up and down on an exercise ball, sitting there just rubbing, you know,
I think people pay money for that on webcams. You should have made some side hustle money there.
Yeah, get some money in his like 502 or whatever.
Now, did that work though? Savings. Did that actually work?
That I think it helped, but it actually did not work. What actually did the trick for me was, it sounds crazy, but I read on the internet that self-meditation can help. So the night before I took a hot bath and I ate like an entire pineapple, and I self-meditated, and my water broke the next morning at 10 a.m.
That's crazy. Like, just focusing on the water breaking?
Mm-hmm.
Visualize it in your head.
Now, see, this is why I'm jealous that women get to be pregnant. Like, I can't do this.
Why?
Because this sounds awesome. Like, jumping on a ball,
the
like, rubbing
the amount
that?
Of, like, pain and, like, how uncomfortable you are when you're 9 months pregnant.
Shayna, it's not that uncomfortable, is it?
Oh, no, it's extremely uncomfortable.
Exactly.
I also had twins. So
oh my gosh. Wow.
Man, okay. Double the fun. Yeah. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Maddie, apparently we've got a lot of people live today. This is great. Maddie, what'd you do to try to induce labor to have the baby?
Okay, so I was like miserable for the last month of my labor. So I decided that I heard that stress will induce labor. So I was like, well, I'm just not going to sleep or eat. And so I didn't sleep. I didn't eat all night. And eventually, like, I got really nauseous. And so I started throwing up. And they had to take me to the emergency room. And finally, they admitted me. At that point, I had had, like, preterm labor for 2 solid days. And they wouldn't admit me.
Oh, my
gosh.
I'm
doing this myself. And I just would not sleep. And they had to admit me because, like, I wasn't sleeping or eating. So
wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Weren't you scared that was going to put, like, stress on the baby?
I mean, at that point, I was already very stressed. Like, I was already having trouble sleeping. I was already having trouble eating. So I was like, well, I'm just going to do it on purpose then, since right. I'm struggling to do both.
That's crazy.
All right. Wow. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Brandy, what did you do to bring the baby around?
I bounced on a yoga ball. And also, they say that intercourse also helps induce labor. So that, too. And my son, he was extremely stubborn with wanting to come out. And so
I don't blame him. If I got things
so
coming at me, I wouldn't want to come out either. It would seem dangerous.
Traumatized from that early
vision. And he was like close to like 9 pounds when he was born. So carrying him was like almost carrying like 3 bowling balls, it felt like. And it was just like, he's got to get out. Like, you need to come out today. Eviction notice, that's it. Like, no more.
Is your son, like, having any resentment towards you? Because, honestly, that would be, like, the most traumatic. Like, the first image you have as a baby is, oh, no, watch out!
No, he is a mama's boy through and through. So whatever I did didn't affect him. A lot of people told me, like, to do castor oil, but that's, like, super dangerous to do. So I was like, no, I'm okay with that. So I'll just bounce on this big giant yoga ball and...
And then, boom, there goes the baby. Hey, thank you, Brandy. Now, we just heard that it was dangerous, but, Caitlin, you did the castor oil.
Yeah, so I've done castor oil. It didn't work, obviously. I tried bouncing on the ball. I tried walking, potholes. Literally tried everything.
Wait. Castor oil? Isn't that like motor oil?
No.
AutoZone?
No,
something?
It's like, it comes from a bean. I really don't know what it's really used for, but it's like a dark oil.
Okay, as long as it's not like Castrol GTX, that's what it sounded like.
I've never heard of that.
Interesting.
Yeah, my sister told me about it, and she tried it, and it didn't work for her. But
so did anything help?
No, nothing. Like, flipping pancakes didn't help. Nothing.
Well, at least
it's worth a due date.
Are you still pregnant?
Huh?
Are you still pregnant, like, right now, or was this a while
ago? No, this was 3 months ago. He came on his due date, actually.
Aw, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Having that baby. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex. Got a Jonas Brothers song I can play. I can play Sucker.
Yes. No. Well, Sucker's good.
But they have a new song out. It's called Cool.
That's what I want you to play.
But I haven't played it for you yet, so you don't even know if it's good or not. But if people want to hear it, I will play that right now. Miranda, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Should I play the new Jonas Brothers song, Cool?
Is that even really actually a question? Or?
Yes, Miranda.
Yes, it's a question. I mean...
Miranda gets it.
Because Liv the Web Girl thinks like that... I just don't know if she represents all the females out there or not. So I'm trying to get an actual gauge here.
Well, she represents the logical female, but actually, yes! you know, common sense.
Okay.
Joe Bros.
Hold on. Miranda, thank you for calling in. That's one vote. Zoe, you're also on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think? Should we play the new Jonas Brothers song, Cool?
Please, if it's half as good as Sucker, it's going to be fantastic.
I'm so excited.
Okay, all right. Thank you for the call. And Alexis, you're on the Joe and Alex show. If you say no, we're not playing it. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. If you don't play this song, I'm going to freak out. Jonas Brothers fan for like at least 15 years.
Yes, girl.
I need you to play this song.
Yes.
Okay, well then, I'm feeling here you so go. Cool. Top to the bottom, just cool. Every little thing that I do, damn it, I'm feeling so cool. Yeah. Woke up feeling like a new James Dean. I comb my hair like an old school scene. Feeling high like a late night summer in last year. Yeah. Standing there with a red dress on, yeah. I kill a queen like a young Jane Fonda. Is it me or am I just having a good year? Lately I've been feeling so cool. Top to the bottom, just cool. Every little thing that I do, damn it, I'm feeling so cool. It's like, ooh, maybe I should bottom my balls. Set them for a dollar or two. Damn it, I'm feeling so cool. Something right, cause all these lights are green, man, they look like palm trees. And every time that song comes on, it's about me. Feel like a new James Dean. I comb my hair like an old school scene. When I grow up, I wanna be just like me. Lately I've been feeling so that was brand new from Jonas Brothers. Cool. What do you think, Liv?
I can 1,000% see myself driving around town with the windows down, sunny out, like jamming to that song all summer long.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Brad Paisley and his wife just broke ground on their new nonprofit called The Store in Nashville. It's a grocery store that helps people shop for goods and other necessities. The store is going to be completely free for shoppers, and the store's employees will be volunteers from Paisley's alma mater, Belmont University.
So you don't learn...
Oh, you want me to play this?
Yes.
You don't learn necessarily things in a textbook like this. You can read statistics on hunger. You can read everything about this subject and never necessarily have it hit you in the heart like watching someone walk through this service, which is what's hopefully going to happen as a student is volunteering here.
He's such a cool guy. Like, I got to meet him a few times when I used to work in country radio, but it is so cool to see people like that doing things in their community, and it's true.
Yeah, I mean,
it's so true.
He is such a legend, and the fact that he is still so grounded is, like, amazing. That's, like, celebrity goals.
I think he did it, though. I saw, God, I have a frog. I'm sorry. I saw him doing it. I think the whole reason he did this to live, he was actually on the excavator. Like, how cool would that be if you got to break ground?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about you as a girl, like me as a guy, I'm like, I want to dig up dirt. It looks so fun.
Like a dream come true from when you were like 3 years old.
Yeah, living it out as an adult man.
Megan Mullally, who plays Karen Walker on Will and Grace, and if you're a Parks and Recreation fan, she also played Tammy too.
Hi, Tammy.
One of Ron's wives. Well, she was on Ellen yesterday and gave Ellen a very unexpected thank you.
I've said this in a lot of other interviews, but I don't think I've ever actually said it to you, the person who matters the most. Your show really laid the groundwork for Will and Grace. I don't know if there would have been a Will and Grace had you not done that show and come out. Thank you for that.
That's cool.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know, Ellen was on a sitcom called Ellen in the 90s where her character came out as a lesbian at the same time as Ellen did in real life.
So and it really messed her career up. Like, she couldn't get a job for years.
Absolutely. The show ended up, like, getting canceled, all of this stuff, just because, I mean, in the 90s, that wasn't a thing that was, like, easily accepted, which is so sad. Alec Baldwin's wife, Hilaria Baldwin, took to Instagram and opened up about how she is most likely experiencing a miscarriage.
Wow.
She said on Instagram, I want to share with you that I am most likely experiencing a miscarriage. I always promised myself that if I were to get pregnant again, I would share the news with you guys pretty early on, even if that means suffering a public loss. My husband and my four very healthy babies helped me to keep it together and have the perspective of how truly beautiful life is, even when it comes to occasionally ugly situations. So if you don't remember, in the garbage, literally yesterday, we played a clip about how Alec Baldwin was talking about he's not sure if him and his wife are ready to close that door on parenthood and that they maybe want to have more kids. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming he knew that she was pregnant at the time, but didn't announce it just because there could have been some difficulties with the pregnancy. Very, very sad. Kris Jenner apparently does not have all the reins on Keeping Up with Kardashians. There is a rumor going on that Kris Jenner is turning to Kanye West to help save Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She's apparently letting him take the reins a bit and that she is praying his vision will boost the ratings of the show. Supposedly, Kanye is telling Kris that things need to change on the show and she is putting her own vision aside for the moment to let him hop in and save the show.
Welcome to the Church
now,
of Kanye.
This is all a rumor, and if you want my opinion, which I would consider myself a Kardashian expert.
Oh, I would consider you one for sure.
Yeah, I don't think this is true at all. Their ratings have slipped a little bit over the years, but I mean, they still are good if you're comparing it to other reality TV shows and other shows nowadays that aren't streamed. And Kanye literally has done like one confessional, like one interview on the show. It's not even like he's really in charge of it at all. He literally was on it for like maybe 5 minutes of a whole, and now they're saying he runs it. So I don't know about that, but that is the garbage.
Thank you so much, Liv the Web Girl.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Good morning. Thank you so much for listening to the Joe and Alex Show. I know you got options out there. Unless your radio's broken, then I don't know what it's stuck
and you're
on.
Stuck on us.
Yeah, then I guess in that case, ha ha. But no, seriously, we appreciate it. Make sure you follow us too so we can stay connected. Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show and joeandalexshow.com to find our podcast links. You can subscribe pretty much on any platform. That's where you'll find us. So Liv the Web Girl had one of the scariest experiences of her life, so she tells us. But she just told us a few seconds ago. How did you not tell us when we started the show today?
I don't know. I guess like I don't know. I guess it was like so scary that I just like forgot about it really quick.
What,
I don't know
why. Did you block it out?
Maybe.
Okay, what happened?
So I was driving on my way to work and we come to work. I mean, it was like before 5 in the morning. It was like 4:50 in the morning. So it was super dark out. Not a lot of cars on the road. I'm driving on a road that's like not super well lit and I come up to a stoplight and at the stoplight right next to me in the very right lane is a car and it has their flashers on and there's a door open on the passenger side. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? I'm like, start freaking out. And then the other door opens and this woman, this older woman, she must have been probably in her 50s or so, like maybe late 50s or so. She walks up to my door
and is telling me to roll down my window. And all I'm thinking in my head is like, I've listened to a billion Murder Mondays. Don't do it. Don't do it. And I was like, it's so rude for me not to do it. I can't just blatantly ignore this person at this red light. Like, I just feel so awful. So I crack my window just a little bit, and my heart is pounding the entire time. I'm freaking out. And this woman goes, hey, I'm so sorry. I've been driving around for hours. I'm so lost. And in my head, I'm still thinking like, she's lying. I don't know if I believe her. And she's like, I've been driving around for hours. I'm so lost. I still need to get to Fort Wayne. We've been driving and lost for 4 hours. And in my head, I'm like, how do you not have a GPS on your phone? Like, it just makes me scared.
And if you're listening in Houston, Texas, we're in Indianapolis right now. Fort Wayne is about an hour and a half to 2 hours up the highway.
Right.
Yeah, so it's not a nearby town.
No,
it's a
not
bit
a nearby
away.
Town. And then I was like, maybe she'll ask for directions. And she was like, we are completely out of gas and have no money. Is there any way that you can give me money? In my head, I'm like, okay, this person is like wants money for drugs. That's just like my assumption, because anytime people come up to me, that's like what I assume. And I will say that I know people who are recovered addicts who used to tell me that they would make up any lie in the book, go up to random people, say they just got out of the hospital, say that they got their wallet stolen, anything just to get some money to buy drugs.
And the reason I'm laughing is because me and Liv are the worst people to ask for money.
Yeah, you guys
are so broke. I am so broke, but I do have to tell you guys something.
What?
I did have like some cash on me.
How much?
I think I have like $7 on me.
Whoa, Richie Rich.
Right, which I never carry cash because like I only use like a debit card and credit card. Anyway, so this girl asked me for cash, says we have no gas money. Another guy came by and gave us $3 because that's all he has. Is there any way you can give me anything? And in my head, I'm like, this is so sketchy. How do you not have a GPS? How have you been lost for 4 hours? Like your mom is out of the hospital. Like, all of it just seems crazy. So I tell her, I'm like, I am so sorry. I don't have any cash on me. I am so sorry, though. Good luck. I'll say a prayer for you and God bless.
Did they bust out one of those things that plug into your phone, like where you can swipe your card right there? Like, here you go, honey.
They
should have.
But this entire time, I literally was thinking that she was going to whip out a gun, that I was going to get mugged, murdered. Someone was going to come from behind, bust out my like car window.
So wait, did you have cash on you?
Or I had $7.
And you gave it to them?
I did not.
Oh, you did?
Because I thought that they were lying. So then I drive past and both cars are open and I do see like an old woman in the passenger seat.
What?
With like a blanket. Like, I think she was telling the truth.
See, and this is where the question comes up.
Like,
Alex,
I really
if she
do.
Was here today, I'd be like, you should have ran, blah, 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 blah,
I can't
They're
believe
you
stopped
you.
In the first place.
They would have raped you. They would have murdered
right.
you.
Which I literally.
Because nobody can be a good person anymore.
I literally thought they were going to do all of the above.
I think you should have given her the $7 if you had it. And I think you should have helped or at least offered to take them like to a gas station.
There's
in there.
No way I was going to let strangers in my car.
Well,
I have listened to way too many murder monies. I was going to offer to call 911 for them and, you know, be like, hey, there's people stranded. Is there any way you could like, see if they could help them with something. But, you know, I feel like more people are going to be trusting if there's like a police officer by them trying to help them like get money for gas and everything like that. I felt really horrible, but I did not know until I was like passing past them, looking in my rearview mirror, seeing her actual like sick mom, what presumed to be
3-3 Joe Alex. I mean, Liv, I love you, but I think you should have helped.
I mean,
I literally feel so bad, but you have no idea how terrified I was. Murder Mondays freak me out. They are so interesting.
And so
and
do
it's
scary
like,
movies, but a lot of them aren't real. There's a very limited amount.
No, but
like,
here's the thing. Murder Mondays are real.
They are, but that doesn't happen all the time.
I know, but I just can't help.
You're talking
scared.
A few,
I'm paranoid.
Few hundred murders out of the existence of whatever.
I am paranoid. I feel like a bad person for not helping them out.
I think you are
out.
A bad person
but
for
I
not helping.
But I was even so scared to even like lean over to give her the money out the window. Like, that's how scared I was.
You could have just like thrown it out of your car, like, here you go. Bye. 833-563-2539. Like, I don't think you're a bad person. I understand where you're coming from. But my point is, like, I've had several times where my wife has got stranded or different things because when we were first dating and then got engaged, we lived 7 hours apart. So
right.
Her car eventually died one time about an hour away from my place. And this old man helped her out. And it was a really cool thing that he did that.
And that's amazing. And I feel so awful because that's my biggest fear is what they got into. But I'm just thinking it's 2019. Who doesn't have a cell phone charger or GPS?
Some people don't, though. And to be fair, listen, as much as I make fun of you, you tell me, Liv, that I know you have a phone charger, but how often at work have you forgotten it and your phone dies? Like, people forget stuff and you're a younger person.
No, 1,000%. I totally get it, but...
All right, well, let's see what people have to say here. See if you're a terrible person or not. I'm leaning towards nobody likes you anymore, but I could be wrong. Dempsey, here on the Joe and Alex Show, you actually have a similar story?
I do, and it's a little more sketchy than Liv. So if I was Liv, I don't think I would have either after this experience. So my boyfriend and I were staying at the JW downtown Indy one night, and this person approached us saying that he had this whole story that his mom had just passed. He was driving to, I think he said Fort Wayne or Noblesville or some suburb of Indiana. And he was like, I'm out of gas. I have this, I have that. And so my boyfriend actually went to an ATM and gave.
Phone cut out. They must have let her in the car.
I need to know the end of this story.
Oh my God, you got to call back 833-JOE-ALEX. And if you're listening to in Houston on the new 92.1 radio now, maybe these are just Indianapolis, like local things that people do. I want to know what people do in Houston. Like, oh, well, they told me they were going to go here and they needed this. I want to hear, because he sounds like they're kind of schemes or lies that people have. Amanda's on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, what do you say about Liv not like letting them in the car to help out?
No way do you ever let anyone in your car that you don't know.
Right. That's
no
what
way.
I think.
I completely agree with Liv. Maybe I would have given them the $7. It just kind of depends on the vibe I got. But never let anyone in your car. Joe, what is wrong with you?
Hello. Have you ever heard of Uber or Lyft? It happens all the time.
Did you hear about the girl that was killed by the guy that she got in the car with?
I did, but once again, that's sad. I'm not poo-pooing it, but that doesn't happen with every ride.
I don't think it. So when I was in high school, I almost let a stranger in my car because he was walking in the rain where I lived, and he had like my favorite sports team's jacket on, and I was going to let him, but then like I didn't just because I was like running late anyways, and I told my family that, and they freaked out, and they told me to never do that, and now where I am at today, and this stories I've heard, I would never in a million years ever do that. But we got a really interesting tweet.
Hey, thank you for the call, by the way, Amanda.
Liz said, Joe, this just shows the difference of experience between men and women. Liv was doing exactly what 99% of women would do. We are taught from an early age what can happen to us in a split second. I think is very true.
I think that's true, and it's way different than a man and a woman. And if you were packing heat, I'm sure you'd probably feel a little bit safer with that situation. If, God forbid, they tried something, you'd be like, oh, say hello to my little friend, and you could take care of business. But I don't know. Here's my thing. I just think about my wife, my mom, and my grandma, the three most important women in my life.
Right.
And I think about, like, God forbid, even if it looked like a sketchy situation or it was dark, I would hope that a man or a woman, somebody would help them.
Right.
Are there bad people? Hell yes. And I get that. I know you got to be cautious, especially early in the morning. It's just, I don't know.
And you know what?
I'm such a sucker.
I hope that someone did help them because I feel awful. But, like, I also am, like, a young, like,
attractive.
No, I'm just a young woman. And also, like, I'm not going to lie, like, I am struggling to pay my rent this month. So it's not like I have a lot of flex, which, like, yes, I could have donated something to them had I known at that present that, like, they were telling the truth. But you just never know with this kind of stuff.
Hey, if you couldn't get through on the phones, I'd love to hear what you think. Why don't we put, you're going to have to type it up real quick, Liv, but let's put this, I know it's on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show, but on our Facebook, just go look for Radio Now and give it a like, because I want to know what people would do or if they've had similar situations. Give it a little bit and we'll type up kind of briefly what happened if you're just tuning in, but go find it, Radio Now on Facebook, and give it a like.
I'll spell it for you. D-U M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Mom in Utah was just trying to be cool and it didn't work out. This 40-year-old mom faces charges for drinking alcohol with teenagers and performing lap dances for them during a birthday party at her home in Utah. That's weird. Not the drinking part or smoking weed with a kid. That is weird, but could you imagine, Liv, if your mom, like, you drank with her? She's like, hey, boys, Mama C's here to do a lappy dance.
I would absolutely cringe. I'd probably punch my mom in the face.
This parent apparently went upstairs during one part of the night, got into a red and black lingerie, which exposed her private parts.
Oh, my gosh.
The minor said she gave several of them lap dances for 10 minutes, and she actually had a good time. So at least one child, by the way, recorded the event on their phone. You know this is going to get recorded on a cell phone and get out there.
This woman is just an idiot, and she's not up with the times, so she doesn't realize that this is about to go viral everywhere.
Yeah, she's not going to be doing so well. So maybe she can wear that cool red and black lingerie in prison because that's where she's heading.
Any mom that wants to be like the cool mom, you should always have like an eye out for that. Like she's going to be the one to like hook up with an underage kid.
I was going to wondering too, well, why did I never get to go to parties like this when I was younger? I missed out. That right there is your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandalexshow.com.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning. Radio Now. Follow us, Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. If you like the Facebook, that's where all the fights seem to happen. You know what you can do. Give us a like. Just search for Radio Now. And, of course, joeandalexshow.com is where you can find all of our podcasts, our blogs, and all the good stuff. Help us get those web hits. I like being able to have a job, so.
Yeah, we got to use that clickbait.
Mm-hmm. I'll put my feet up there if you want to click on it. Click, click, click,
page
click, click.
Page views.
So, kind of bummed. I don't have any audio to play because I didn't think any of it was good enough for the radio, but I got to interview somebody that I really like, and I really think they're still talented. Comedian Drew Lynch. We got to interview him yesterday, and I was looking forward to hopefully having him on the show, but I don't know if I just was a terrible interviewer, but or if he was tired. Because he seemed like really kind of just, you know, like, I don't know, like, he didn't seem to answer a lot of my questions, but then as soon as we were done, Porkchop talks about, what'd you bring up? Because he loved talking to you. Like, he just thought you were the greatest.
Oh, no. He had a softball injury a couple of years ago, and that's how he injured his vocal cords, and that's why he has a stutter now. And I also injured my vocal cords in August. Well, I didn't injure them. I had surgery and on something else, and the surgeon accidentally bumped my vocal cords while he was in there.
Wow.
And for 2 months, I had, like, my voice just went through so many stages. One week, I sounded like Marge Simpson. The next week, I sounded like Mickey Mouse.
Do you have that old audio on your phone, by the way, while we do this? Because if you do, give it to me. I'm going to plug it in, and I'd like to play it for everybody to hear.
I do. Should I play it over my phone or try to get it?
I've got a thing right here.
Yeah, we can connect it.
Off your phone, I can connect
it.
Just give it to me whenever you have it ready to go. So, okay, but be honest with me. You got to see behind the scenes. Did I do a bad interview? I'm not saying it was great. Like, was it my fault, or do you think he was just maybe tired or something?
Oh, no, I mean,
wow.
I don't know.
You're kind of not responding, so I did a terrible interview. What was bad?
No, I mean, it was a good interview. I mean, maybe I should have done the interview.
Okay, now you're just trying to be funny, which is not good. Now, Liv the Web Girl, why were you avoiding the interview? Because you're like, oh, hey, you got this by yourself, right? I was like, no, I thought we were all going to hop on and do the interview as like a show.
Right.
But why didn't you want to do the interview?
Do you not
like comedy?
No, I love comedy. I just was super nervous and I wasn't really prepared. I hadn't done like a lot of research because I wasn't sure if I was going to be on it or not. Because normally how this thing would go is that Joe and Alex, because it's the Joe and Alex show, would interview someone together. Alex is not here. So I'm just kind of helping co-host, kind of filling Alex's shoes for the garbage, whatever it may be. But I didn't really know if that would mean that I would be helping interview this person. So I didn't really do a lot of research. So I was just nervous and just didn't do it because I was
really
too nervous. Yeah.
That's your excuse?
Yeah. Well, and okay.
Yeah.
Please be
honest with us for once.
I also used to have a stutter.
Okay.
And
I never knew that, really. Like, you used to, so you,
yes,
did you work through that, or how does that happen?
I went to, like, a class, like, once a week, and I worked with, like, a speech therapist or something. I don't even know what you can call her. I don't think it was, like, ordered, but my mom just, like, wanted me to go to it, and we would do different exercises and stuff like that to help me stop stuttering. Obviously, I've stopped stuttering.
Okay.
So I thought that I would start stuttering if he
Thought, like, if he stuttered, that would trigger you to stutter. Okay. Now, Porkchop, you're talking about the vocal cord injury, and that's how you guys really connected a lot with things. This is, what audio am I about to play? This is you?
Yeah, this was me, like, 1 week after, or maybe 2 weeks after surgery. I sounded completely terrible. I was outside filming, like, a tornado, because a tornado was coming. And, yeah, my voice sounds completely crazy.
All right, hopefully this works. Let's see here.
Time to run inside.
Oh.
What did he just
say? That is so
crazy. I said, time to run inside.
Hold on. Let's hear that again. That was really hard to hear.
Time to run inside.
Oh, my God. That, my word.
No joke. That was me doing the best I could trying to talk. And, you know, a crazy story. My voice came back the day I started here at Radio Now in October.
Oh, yeah, because we were interviewing him, and it's like, well, guys, I really like to produce shows, and I think it would be great if I was on there.
Yeah, everyone said he sounded crazy. I never got to hear it.
Yeah, well, here he is. Time to run inside.
Oh, that's so crazy. I can't believe that you're trying to talk your hardest.
Yeah. Wow. I can only imagine you talking to your boyfriend. Time for me to take my pants off.
Oh, my goodness.
Time for us to flip pancakes.
Of course, that's what you think.
Sorry. No, I'm glad you're doing well. And yeah, you're actually going to go see see Drew Lynch. He's in Indy, Annapolis, Indiana this weekend. So if you listen on Radio Now 100.9, you could probably go check him out. Where's he going to be at?
He's at the Helium Comedy Club. It's a brand new club that just opened here in Indianapolis. I think there's like seven Helium comedy clubs across the country. I've been to one in Portland, Oregon. And yeah, I'm really excited to go. His shows, I think this weekend, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. I'm going to the Sunday night show at 7:30. So if you're going to that, like, look for me and say hi. Because my boyfriend Chase thinks that, like, nobody likes me. So if you come up to me and you're like, hey, Pork Chop, that'll be cool.
And when you go up to him, like,
that sounds so
pathetic. Make sure you're like, hi, Pork Chop, is that your boyfriend Chase?
No, I can talk normal now.
No, I want people to talk to that. Hi, Pork Chop, I'm a really big fan. Can't help it. I get really, really excited when I meet you.
Oh, boy.
All right, sorry.
Sounds like a Smeagol.
Yeah, I can't help it. I apologize for that one. If you want to check us out, too, we have photos up. Why don't we put those photos up, both of ours, on our Instagram, Pork Chop, that yours and mine. Just put it up at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram so people can see.
Of course.
Baby, bye, 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 bye.
You know what would make our job so much cooler?
If the equipment around here worked?
No.
What?
If, like, when we were done with the show, we could actually leave.
Oh, we're not leaving for a while. We got a busy day today, people. It's hard work putting on the Joe and Alex Show. Let me just tell you that. You think it sounds bad. They must not put any effort. No, we put a lot of effort into sounding bad. Okay? Just want to let you know that.
Yeah, there's a lot of work behind this really bad show.
We should start drinking in the 9 o'clock hour. That would be pretty fun.
Mimosas?
Anything, honestly, next week. Let's start it.
All right.
I'm down.
I mean, if you're a local, like...
Let's do it. Well, especially on Fridays.
Yeah.
I feel like Fridays is definitely the day when you, like, get a couple beers at lunch.
We get a couple... Well, okay. I was going to say, like, fifth Friday, and we just drink a fifth during the 9 o'clock hour. That's not that much split by three or four people.
Wow.
Whatever. Margarita's bringing that blender again, Pork Chop.
I definitely think margaritas again, but I want fresh lime juice and orange.
Yeah,
like, fresh squeezed
none of that
oranges.
Knockoff stuff.
Yeah, that's fine. I got
all right,
you.
Let's just, you know what? You guys want to go for drinks?
I mean, I still have a lot to do, but...
I literally have so much to do because I have a huge weekend.
What are you doing?
Again, today I'm going down to Louisville, Kentucky to stay the night with my friend. And then early Saturday morning, I am driving to Lexington, Kentucky.
Yay!
To go to a friend's engagement party. We're riding on a party bus to Keeneland, which is like a horse race track in Keeneland or in Lexington, Kentucky. And we're spending the whole day there. It's the opening weekend for Keeneland, so it's huge. And I know probably about 100 people going.
Are you betting on the ponies?
I probably won't because I'm really broke, but I'll definitely encourage everyone else around me to.
But what if you win?
Yeah, there's no chance.
You need to have
winning.
A gambler's mindset, okay?
I don't understand horse gambling. Like, there's a lot that goes into it, and I don't understand
horse
gambling.
It's the one that's
gambling.
First and second and third. Pork Chop, what do you got going on this weekend, my man?
In, like, not even 24 hours is mine and Chase's 7-year anniversary.
Oh!
He's got all day tomorrow off, so do I, but also I've still got to pay rent today, so I need to make a couple hundred, like $200 Uber driving today. And then Sunday, we're going to celebrate by going to the Helium Comedy Club to see Drew Lynch. So if you're going to the 7:30 show and you see me, like, say hi, don't be shy.
Please, if you see somebody you think looks like Pork Chop, just say Pork Chop!
Pork Chop!
Unless they're like a really overweight person like myself, then you might insult them, but I mean, Pork Chop likes getting recognized, so you have to be like, oh my God, is that Pork Chop?
No way!
Pork Chop, what?
Pork Chop!
Exactly, that's what you gotta do. So, all right, well, hey, I actually, after therapy, which went really well last night, we're spending all day Saturday tidying up our house.
Wow.
And I get to support my wife, even though none of it's my crap. So, I'm ready, babe. That's something I'll
you
be doing.
You guys should
I will
have
drinking.
Mimosas. Yeah, you guys should make it, like, spice it up a little bit. Have mimosas while you do it.
No, because we'll get drunk and then we'll pass out.
Oh.
It's supposed to be 70 and, like, sunny, partly cloudy tomorrow.
Then we'll do it naked.
Woo! or in bathing suits.
Oh my gosh.
With the beach ball.
No, I don't want that tan line. You know that, Liv. I don't look good with the
tan
line.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, hey, we need to get out of here. Don't forget, Monday, we have Murder Monday. That will be happening. So we'll be talking about the Axe Man. He goes up. He's like, hey, can I ask you a question? You're like, no.
No, you want to kill me, dude.
No, bro, that ain't cool. So let's get out of here so we can do all that and have a good weekend. Alex is enjoying her vacation, so I'm sure she'll be saying it from wherever she's at right now. But Liv the Web Girl, producer, Pork Chop, myself, Joe, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.